This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Those were the sounds of Usimba CI. Unzwega, it's Simba CI. Oh my god, Atitanda Neni. I wonder what the song means, but ke ngoba ngimphethe on the line. I hope yena uzangicacisela kahle ukuthi what exactly does the song mean? Simba say hi, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm really okay.
Also, Ngithi, welcome to MUT Radio. The timeless music in Ayege, U Promise G.
Very, very excited to be here. Very excited.
I'm also very excited to have you here. I hope Uraiti, I mean, it's a beautiful Sunday. I hope Uraiti, you're comfortable.
Definitely comfortable.
I was playing Utanda Neni, and This is a very beautiful song you have right here.
Yeah, well.
So, let's get into it. I mean, I just want to know, Guti, who exactly is Usimba CI?
All right. I'm a nearly 40-year-old born in the city of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. A full-time musician, a singer-songwriter, a globe-trotting artist. Currently based both in Joburg and in Europe, because I do a lot of my performances while touring in Europe, in countries like Germany, Netherlands, I mean the whole Schengen area. So I'm a lover of music. I live, eat, sleep, drink music. That's basically who I am. And I delve so much into love songs, soul, pop, afro soul, reggae, dancehall, jazz, whatever my ancestors inspire me to play.
Gizogashi, Ati Usimba CI, I eat, drink, and sing music. Guys, it must be very nice. Ati, we are Konagila for Zimbabwe. Kwabulawa, your pants Zinda. Oh man, Zimbabwe. I've never been there. But in years, I'll tell you. Hello?
Come again?
Ngithi, I've never been to Zimbabwe, but in years on end, it's a very beautiful place.
It is. It really is a beautiful place. The country itself is beautiful. The people are amazing. I'm sure you've met a Zimbabwean or two every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
It is unfortunate that, our economy is not in its best condition. But just like any 40-year-old, they say life begins at 40.
Exactly. But life
so
begins
I'm
at
sure
40.
It's all going to turn around at some point. And you'd find that the unity amongst Africans will be stronger, even better, when your fellow brothers start becoming in their rightful position.
Oh, man, it's Africa, man. So I just want to know also, Woody, how exactly did the culture, the people, man, the environment, obunayo there, Sizinda Zimbabwe, contribute to a musical identity and inspiration? I know that you started singing a choir. I think you were 11 years.
That young.
When you were really young.
Right. Music, you know, when you're born with a gift, mm-hmm. Without being aware, this is who you are or what you're meant to be.
Exactly.
So from when I was a kid, I was always one. I loved watching TV a lot. You know, at home, I come from a very, I don't like the word poor, but for a struggling or at least a family that was trying its best to survive with the situations at the time.
Exactly.
So with this small black and white TV, that need a big area in order to function. So every time after school, I would run home just to watch the cartoons of the day. And I knew every song title of the cartoons. And I could sing word for word. Might not even understand what they were saying
because
I was young. Yeah, but I could imitate word for word each song from the likes of Captain Planet, Lil Mermaid, you name it. I could say, even till today, it's funny. So nostalgic when I go through TikTok and I see some of those, you know, nostalgic cartoons being played or people remembering their childhood. I remember that I used to sing so much. And then my mom, you know, I say choir in a church. Mm-hmm. So every time she came home, she would be singing with her hymn book, and I would imitate her. And then it grew from there. It never left me. Yeah, the sipo sako, and it's already placed in your soul. Mm-hmm. It becomes who you are.
Exactly. And
so now, coming from a background where my father is a teacher, or may so rest in peace, he passed on early last year.
Oh man, may so rest was a in teacher. Peace.
No, it's okay. But I'm happy that he passed on very proud of me, because we didn't quite see eye to eye with my career choices.
Mm-hmm.
As coming from somebody who was so into education and
yeah.
all that stuff, I was a little bit too, do not, or at least did not understand at the time with their generation that art is actually
career.
Something that one can make a career out of.
Yes.
So they were always at crossroads with my dad. And up to a point when I started, because everything, even ending up going into Europe, I had no help. Somehow the spirit led me to figuring things out. If you want something so bad, you end up there. You end up getting the things that you desire to have. So when I started going to Europe, that's when my dad was like, oh, okay, we'll figure that out, you know. And then, so at the end of the day, he started realizing, but still he had doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember towards, I think, the last few months before he passed on last year, he was the one, because I was about to release my third album. And
oh,
he was the one saying, please share links to your TikTok, share links to your, I want to show my friends.
Now he wants to know everything that's happening.
And that is one of my proudest moments.
Oh,
that
man.
At least I finally got my dad's approval before he left.
Exactly. I mean, that's so big, because I was actually going to go to that, because I researched and I got to sing with you. Your mama was actually a teacher. And I'm willing to ask, because last time Linda Skakane and I had a conversation about that, Uguti, Tina, who come from African homes, it's
yeah.
very hard, Uguti, send a bazal to understand, Uguti. You can make a career if Utula. You can also make a career by dancing, and it's
right.
so hard for the multi, but understand, because now
right.
we grew up as Uti. You need to be a doctor, you need to be a nurse, you also need to
yeah.
be a teacher, because I am a teacher. Failing
right.
to understand Uti, now we, it's a different era, man.
It's
a very different
and
era.
And the fact that we are our own people besides being their kids.
Exactly.
We have our own passions and our own drives, and the things that make us wholesome are not necessarily the things that make them whole.
I understand. And trust me, I'm very happy for you. Uguti, egcineni ubaba, before ubaba passed away, he was like, you could see Uguti, now he's into it. Jingao, he's actually approved.
That's true.
That's a beautiful thing, man. So, again, your music is very soothing. It soothes the soul so much. And I've been asking myself, Uguti, is that what you had planned? Because obviously before you put down a song, you like, what message? Like, I just want to know, Uti, what message did you hope to convey through music work? And were people during that time, maybe lalelingo mayako, do you think, baya yizwa leyo message of which you're actually trying to convey?
All right. So with me, I'm not sitting out puzzling how I come up with the vibrations that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Only the people who get to be around me would understand or would believe me when I say, Uti Mina, I don't write music. When I say I don't write, I can write for you.
Mm-hmm.
Uti, you want me to create a certain
sound
for you? Yeah, I can create it for you, ngupalele, ngudesignele, and arrange it, do the instrumentation, the production, the arrangement, everything. For you, I can, a third person. But for me, if you want me pen and paper for me to do that, I assure you that the next day I'm in the studio, I would not want to do that song.
Really?
So no. When I get in the studio, I'm always, even my producers, even the likes of Mr. Brown, Papi
mm-hmm.
Senga, those are my top producers that I work with. And in the studio, we rarely know what I'm going to record, or we rarely have ideas of what's going to come.
What's going to come?
I just hold my guitar, I'm in front of the mic, we just have conversations. My ancestors write the music for me. Literally every song I've ever done that you probably have listened to, it's one take. When I say one take, Of course, I go back to do my backing vocals, correct a few things in there. But literally, the first verse that I put on, from the first word that comes out of my mouth to the last part of the song stopping the recording or the song ending, I would have just sung from my heart and my soul, and the lyrics coming, arranging themselves, the chorus, what's on, till the end. So at some point, my partner will be the one who learns the songs before I do, mm-hmm. because I would record and not remember. What exactly the words were.
Okay.
And then when I'm driving, that's when I learn my songs, because I'll be playbacking and trying to remember the lyrics. But at that point, when I'm creating Ongitula, I always want Oguti me release something that would be at that moment how I feel,
mm-hmm.
or what's going on around me, or what is inspiring me at that moment. Each word that comes out of my mouth has to be pure and genuine. And so that's why I struggle to write. Not that I cannot.
Not that you cannot.
I would rather have something that is pure, so that every time I listen to that song, I will always have that energy of when how I felt me record a leongo.
That's
my creative space. That's how I get to create music. Even sometimes on stage when I'm with my band, they're so used to it. But at some point within that set, there will be definitely a song, two or three or four, that are being made on the spot.
Wow. I mean, they might not tell you, but listen, you are great. they might never have told you, but I'm here and be like, oh, what?
Yeah, it's weird, and I try to explain it, but it's always Gucci. When somebody's around me or in the studio, when they get to experience it, that's how they get to really believe that that's what happens with me.
That's beautiful. I mean, Simasi, you've collaborated with many people. I mean, it's the likes of Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Uwebu. I mean, Thampe, do you have a favorite collaboration or a working experience with the renowned producer or an artist? Any?
All right. I wouldn't say I have a favorite,
mm-hmm.
but I might have, I would say, a favorite moment with a particular collaboration, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the way these collaborations have come, it wasn't like I went out there to look for them. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the talent has always been one that has drawn that particular person to be in or part of that song, or I become part of their song. So I remember when I performed with Umama, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Yes, I was at a funeral of a very close friend to mm-hmm. both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Umama Mthembeka van Wyk had passed away. I think this was some 4 or 5 years ago. And then I was the called musician
to come perform.
At her memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there holding my guitar, and I sing that song by Mama Yvonne. Kana chema, jinongo moyo wangu kuratiwa. And then I didn't know she was in the crowd. I did not at all.
Whoa.
And only for me to be singing her song in her presence, and then she was like to me after the song when I saw her, and I was like,
You were stilted.
And then she was like, you are definitely performing at my 30th anniversary in the music business.
Uh-huh.
She was like, I am not having anything else. You are opening
you
for me.
You are. I told and you were great.
So that's the energy that I meant, that there will be favorite moments with collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say favorite collaboration,
mm-hmm.
but each collaboration is a story of its own to tell.
Oh, a story of own to tell. I see you, Mukulum. Ati, it's the feeling emholayo whenever there's a song. That's beautiful, man. That's very beautiful. I mean, I think you are great. Yeah, but take
his card and leaving us.
Can you still hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go back to the cultural background. I just walk me through what exactly, Wena, do you think makes your music resonate with the audience from diverse cultural backgrounds? Because I mean, some of them are in different languages, but again, we're very diverse. We have a very diverse cultural background. Yeah. Like, what makes you think music will actually resonate with such audience?
Right. So, what I've loved about singing mainly in my mother tongue, or be it Shona, be it Ndebele, be it Zulu, wherever I'm traveling globally, is because not necessarily has my audience been enticed by the lyrics, because they might not understand what they say.
What they say.
But yes, but it's always the cultivation of the energy within the music. Because whenever I'm performing in Europe, whether it's in Europe or the US or wherever, I always sing in our native languages. I always try to represent Zimbabwe and Africa as a whole. I always try to sell our culture, sell us as a people, and just that we stand uniquely original from the rest. Not that I compare people in that sense, but the fact that Africa has not been represented in the best of light in through all platforms. So this is what I try to do whenever I'm out there performing. And I always sing in our native languages. I always do that. Of course, every now and then there would be an English song there and there, but I would always bring them the best vibrations, and they love it. They love that uniqueness, that it's not ordinarily what they are used to listening to every day. But the fact that we bring that Africa with us to Europe or whichever country I'll be at that time, that is what they love. And that is what I hope most musicians or artists would aim to do, that their art portrays who they are or where they come from, and that they will be accepted more because of their authenticity.
Exactly. I think it's funny how, again, when you're performing there, and it's funny how they just sing the song, and in your mind, for sure, you're like, what is happening? How do you guys know the lyrics to the song?
Right.
Like, what's happening? When did you learn this song? I'm sure it must be amazing looking at them and be like, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Oh, man. But to those people, they want Simba CI. We have an event. We have a wedding. Simthola kanjani Simba CI?
Right. A simple Google search. Simba, CI. Simba like the Lion King, SIMBA, space CI. That stands for Simbarashe Charandra the First. So the I represents one in Roman numerals. So it's Simba CI. You'd find me on all platforms from TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all digital streaming platforms. I got great music and a great catalog, and I got more good music coming along the way. For those that are of the faith, Christian religion, I got a great gospel project I'm working on now. And then, of course, back to my authentic African vibes, Afro soul, contemp, we still continue that journey. So people should expect more vibrations this year.
Ati Simba, see, you should expect more. Ati Simba, like the Lion King.
Yeah, man.
But he roll. Thank you. But I just want to say that tender. I hope I'm saying it right.
Did not tender.
Oh my! Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Van Simba CI, for
my
just
pleasure.
Allowing me to ask you a few questions. Just say, Sunday nami
ganani. Come again.
Ngiti, I hope, Ngiti, thank you so much for availing yourself for me here on MUT Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And to your listeners that might be in the Joburg area, on the 5th of June, we are having an Oliver Mtukudzi tribute concert at Dopio Zero in Rosebank. The ticket at 200 rands. People come celebrate the legacy of Oliver Mtukudzi. I'll be live on stage. The great Eli Amo Ada will be on stage. And many other great musicians and a whole sun band that will be there. So let's tune in and check it out and change the world one quarter time.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.